This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by AXA. That's AXA.com. Advice, retirement, and life insurance. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and it's another solo show. This is actually part three of three. I've covered in the last two episodes something I call the Small Business Marketing Maturity Model. This is the, as I said, the third show, and if you want to jump to the show notes page at Duct Tape Marketing, you'll be able to find the other two. So the three phases or three stages of the marketing maturity model for small business are build, grow, and ignite. So in the first stage, I covered, or in the first episode of this, I covered the build phase. And essentially, this is getting your house in order. This is getting your website and your content and your SEO and social media and email just to the level where it can start paying dividends. Once we do that, then we can start layering on even deeper in those channels in the grow phase. But we can also start adding things like paid lead generation and start looking at your sales channel and the customer experience channel. Yes, customer experience is a very important piece of the puzzle, and we need to think about it as a marketing channel. So in this particular show, I'm going to cover the third phase, the ignite. Once you have that foundation built, and now you go deeper into building the elements that are actually going to grow your business, we can start looking at the layer that's really going to ignite or amplify all the marketing that you've done. Now, we're going to go deeper into your website and your content and your SEO and your paid lead generation and your customer experience. But we're also going to layer on another couple channels. We're going to talk about CRM, customer relationship management, and segmenting your customers. We're going to add something called marketing automation, and it's really just going to be a way for you to better serve your clients. And then we're going to get serious about analytics and tracking. So in the marketing website and content areas, now we're going to start tracking something called conversion rate optimization. We're also going to start thinking about segmenting your content. If we can start building maybe even or thinking about building mini websites on top of your website for specific target groups. Now, from your content standpoint, we're going to start thinking, what content can we use for sales? What content can we start upselling and cross-selling? How can we create content that gets shared? Something that internet marketers might call viral loops. In your search engine optimization, we're going to add now, maybe it's time to add a podcast and start being on podcasts. Maybe it's time to start thinking about using your Google Search Console data to figure out how you can increase your organic click-through rate. And increasingly, voice and showing up in featured snippets are going to show up here. So you can see how we've layered on. We started all the way back in build at just getting your basic data right, and we've gone all the way now to getting into featured snippets and voice search. In your social media, this is the place where we're going to start creating campaigns. Maybe we're going to look at creating, and maybe it's time at this point to create your own community. Certainly, this is a place where you might start looking at live video. Now, a lot of people jump into live video and think, oh, this is great. I'm on social media talking about what I did today in live video. But if you haven't built the foundation of all the elements before that, it's not going to serve you at all. In your email marketing, we're going to add more and more complex campaigns to the mix. In your paid search, this is a place where we're going to start now looking at Google Ads for sure and building landing pages for specific campaigns. Maybe even looking at other units like display ads and remarketing as part of your paid lead generation. From a sales standpoint, this is where we're going to start looking at how you present your offers, how you actually nurture leads that come in. Maybe this is a place where you add speaking to the mix and figuring out ways to get repeat customers. In the customer experience, we're going to talk about processes for referrals, for events, for your maybe actually bringing in customers to be a part of your marketing, some way in which you kind of delight people, ways in which you can actually use customer feedback to get better. So As you can see, we've layered on much, much deeper elements. This is what a fully realized marketing maturity model looks like, but we can't get here until we do the build and the grow phases. But you can see, this gives you a roadmap. This is a 3-year plan, maybe in some cases, to get to these places. This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by AXA. It's time we start giving life insurance the credit it deserves. It's because life insurance can be so much more than protection for you and your family. It can also help you live, keep, and potentially build more cash value over time. To learn how, go to AXA.com. That's AXA.com. Now, as I said, in this phase, we're also going to add CRM. So we're going to clean up your customer data. We're going to look at what does it take to initiate a record? How are we going to segment? What's the customer journey going to look like in our CRM? This is a great way for you to then go back and start understanding your campaigns and what works and what doesn't work. Many of the CRM tools today have the ability to add marketing automation. So now all of a sudden you can start tracking and scoring and creating customer campaigns related to behavior. So if somebody opens an email, somebody clicks on a link, if somebody visits a website, now we're going to start creating campaigns specifically for that action. Now we should have, of course, installed Google Analytics in the very, very beginning with your marketing website. But now we can start talking about ways to make it easier, to start setting goals in Google Analytics, to start tracking and tying all of your advertising activity back to what happens in Google Analytics and tracking what works and what doesn't work. And we're going to add call tracking here. If you're a business, a local business, or certainly a business that gets phone calls, we want to understand how to close the loop. It's easy to track where we got a click and what they did on the website, but did they actually turn into a customer? If we add call tracking, we can actually record that call and we can know exactly what happened. So I recommend, and I did this in 3 separate shows because I wanted to break these 3 phases up. There are many people that are in build and will remain in build for, you know, a great long time. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of people stop, or they start doing things in grow, like paid lead generation and running Google ads and running social ads, before they've really built any foundation that would give them a reason to hope to convert one of those people that visited their site. So that's why we call it a marketing maturity model, is because there are things that have to come. They're prerequisites. You have to do the build components before the grow components are going to pay, and you're certainly not going to realize the true growth of your business using the ignite phases if you haven't built the grow phase. So as I said, this is 3 of 3 shows. I suggest that you go back and listen to them all. I suggest that you take a look at the chart to kind of follow along how this works. And of course, feel free to contact us if you want to go deeper in this. If this is something that makes sense or has been missing from your business, contact us, and we'll talk to you about how this component might work in your business. Now, I will tell you that these are all the tactics. Anybody who's listened to me for any period of time knows that strategy before tactics is how you build a business. So these are the tactics once you have developed that strategy. So that's our approach to building out a marketing plan, to implementing a marketing plan in a logical fashion that follows strategy first. All right, take care. We love those reviews. Reach out, ask questions, visit me, John@ducttapemarketing.com is how you can get in touch.